Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. In today's show, we are featuring the Loving Hut Vegan Restaurant on Hamilton Street in Worcester, Massachusetts, USA. Throughout the show, we'll also be hearing the music of Loving the Silent Tears, a musical that was performed in Los Angeles in 2012, sponsored by the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We are very fortunate to be joined in the studio at WCUW 910 Main Street, Worcester, by Nicole Rossetti and Jimmy Hong of the Loving Hut Hamilton Street in Worcester. Welcome, Nicole and Jimmy.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
This is really exciting. Oh, thank you so much for coming down and joining us here in the studio. And there's a lot to talk about, so we'll be talking about skateboarding with Jimmy, and we'll be talking about Nicole's YouTube channel.
Yep.
And of course, we'll be talking about veganism and especially the Loving Hut on Hamilton Street. Really great restaurant. I highly recommend it. And so let's start out with talking a little bit about Loving Hut. So I know this is your whole family's involved. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So we got the place in 2013. And
Greetings and love.
And at first it started off as my brother and my mom. And back at that time I was still in high school. So I was just helping out there. And I kind of did that for a little bit on and off until more recently I took ownership of the restaurant.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm always happy to go in and be there and to eat your wonderful food and to see your brother Ben and then also your mom Tammy, who's now cooking.
Yeah, thank you.
And then your brother Kyle, who was cooking.
Yeah.
And then he's now in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's happening with Kyle?
He went back to his old job. He works at a TV station now in Los Angeles.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And it's always great to see you too, Nicole. See you there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So for those who might not be familiar with Loving Hut, can you tell us about the philosophy and the menu?
Sure. So Loving Hut is not the typical franchise because each menu is kind of different in wherever it's located. It's individually owned. So it's kind of catering to multicultural foods. So it's like Asian, could be, you know, more Western dishes like hot dogs and stuff like that. Everything is 100% vegan and as organic as possible. Loving Hut was founded by Supreme Master Qinghai, and she is a humanitarian, world-renowned humanitarian, spiritual teacher, artist. She's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, and so she created a... not the typical franchise of a restaurant to broadcast veganism, to make it easier for the public and everyone to see that vegan food is delicious and not just grass.
Yes. It is delicious. One of my favorite dishes is the Golden Charm.
Oh, yeah. That's a popular one, yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The Golden Charm is one of the house favorites. Definitely one of the house favorites.
It's like vegan fried chicken with
bell peppers and sauteed with lemongrass. Yeah.
Yes. And also your vegan cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I love the cheesecake.
Yes. I think that it's very noble of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association and Supreme Master Qinghai for starting these restaurants, which I know are throughout the United States and worldwide. Do you happen to know the numbers?
I don't know the numbers, but there's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two in Worcester, one in, is there more than one in New York?
I'm not sure.
There's
but
one in New Jersey.
I know they're all over the U.S. and all over the globe.
Yeah. And I remember reading quite a while ago that one of her goals was to provide vegan food at a very affordable price for everyone to help veganize this planet, which means creating a new paradigm of normalized nonviolence.
Right.
That we can put our past of a culture, global culture of normalized violence away and enter into this new paradigm of normalized nonviolence and all-inclusive compassion. And I always remember reading that she had said, placing the restaurants at busy intersections.
Right.
So I think of your restaurant in Hamilton and Pleasant. Yes, every time I'm there or I drive by, I think, oh yes, there it is at the busy intersection.
Yeah,
yeah, that's really great.
Speaking on the menu, we're actually working on a new menu.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll be adding in a lot of things.
Mm. A lot more Western dishes, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Gonna be, I'm not exactly sure when, but it'll be a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I look forward to that. Great. So I'd also like to hear about you, Nicole, with your YouTube channel.
Oh, yes. I started YouTube in 2015. I wasn't vegan yet. I didn't end up going vegan until December of 2015. I was a freshman in college when I went vegan, and at the time, I was doing all these essays on how to be vegan, and then I started to realize that I could use my platform on the internet to talk about it, so I would do, like, rants. If I had a debate with a kid in class, I would talk about it on YouTube, or I did, like, a vegan Q&A with Jimmy and I. We answered people's questions. We got a lot of hate comments from people, and then we made a video about
those comments.
And yeah, it's been good ever since. It's positive.
How many subscribers do you have?
Almost 7,000.
Wow.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And how does one find your channel? What's the name?
It can go on. It used to be under Coley J, but now it's under just Coley. But if you just type in my name, Nicole Rossetti, on YouTube, I'm sure it'll pop up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Oh, that's wonderful to hear. And also, too, I'd like to hear a little bit more about your experience on becoming vegan and then challenges that you had within the culture, because we're still living in a carnivorous culture, although it's just the beginning. It'll be changing into a vegan culture. So can you share some of that?
Well, when I first went vegan, my family was and still is kind of against it. I mean, they won't. My brothers had one of my vegan pizzas one time, but that's about it. They weren't very nice about it. They would mess with my food a lot and just were really insensitive. My mom grew up like in the farm, you know, lifestyle, so she doesn't really completely get it. My dad thinks I'm depriving myself of my happiness because I used to love all the, you know, dairy and all the other stuff I used to eat. But luckily, I have a cousin who's been vegan longer than I have. And I remember back in the day, I used to pick on her for not eating stuff during holidays. And now, since I went vegan, her mom has also stopped eating meat as well. So hopefully someday it'll gradually move into the rest of the family and the world. And
yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And congratulations to you for staying strong.
Thank you.
And also staying compassionate, because we understand that it's just deep indoctrination and stubborn addiction and everything that keeps the masses resistant to the new wave of nonviolence and compassion, which is veganism.
Right.
Yeah, I'm hoping my little sister will follow my path. So.
Yes. Yeah. So it takes the diligence, and again, I want to thank you both for being very diligent and also providing friendly and professional service at Loving Hut Hamilton.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we're pretty special in Worcester, Massachusetts, to have two Loving Huts.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? If you think about it, there's no Loving Huts in Boston or any of the, you know, more well-known cities.
Yeah.
But in Worcester, we have two.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Worcester actually has a pretty cool little vegan scene. And it's been growing so much over the years because I've grown up here. So to see where it is today, it's amazing.
Right. And like what you were saying, Nicole, about that you used to eat a lot of dairy. That's the wonderful thing about veganism. We don't give up anything.
Right.
It's just replacing it with the vegan cheese.
Exactly. That's what I tried. People at my work, because I work at an insurance company, and I hear them talking all the time, and they're always like, oh, well, Nicole, you can't eat that. And I'm like, first off, it's not that I can't. I choose not to. And it's, I eat everything I used to eat and more.
Right.
I'm like, and my taste buds have changed. Like, I used to not like vegetables at all. I would eat like potatoes and that was it. But now I eat everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
Yeah.
So much more variety.
Things she never even knew about. Things that she didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
All these vegetables that she can't even like name.
Yeah.
There's just so much that people don't really, they can't really like comprehend, I guess.
Yeah. And you were born and raised vegan? Is that correct, Jimmy?
I was born vegetarian up until I was around 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
And then we went vegan as a family.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's significant.
Right. Yeah. At the time, my mom was the only vegan. So even as a vegetarian, she was the only vegetarian. So the rest of the family was kind of against it.
Yeah.
And even to this day, they're still on the fence about it. Some. Mm-hmm. It's funny because it's easier to talk to your friends. Oh no, not your friends, but like just like people that you don't know.
Yes.
But like friends and family, they just don't understand, you know?
Right.
It's the hardest to talk to them for some reason.
Right.
Yeah.
And for those who are listening who might not be familiar with why it's important to be vegan, not vegetarian, can you explain that?
Yeah. So the way I see it is being a vegetarian is more like a stepping stone into veganism. You know, it's like if someone can't go vegan overnight, go turkey, then being a vegetarian might help them ease their way into it. So like slowly cutting out things. I feel like, you know, it's like a slight improvement, but it's not where you'd want to stay because you're still contributing to the dairy industry, which is one of the cruelest industries in the world, if not the most cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And above that, it's completely unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's really great that you have this vegan restaurant in Worcester.
Right.
So that we can enjoy delicious and healthy food.
Yeah, I never really imagined to have a restaurant, so it's really, really amazing. I'm really, really blessed to have a place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's fun to see customers come in that aren't vegan and that eventually they do become vegan towards the end.
Yeah, actually, I want to say something. I've seen that throughout the years because I've been working there for 5 years now, and there are people who came in the beginning years ago who weren't vegan, but they are vegan now. Yeah, it's really, really, it's amazing to see.
Thank you very much for this information about Loving Hut. And so can you talk a little bit more about the Loving Hut chain?
Loving Hut is exclusively ran by the association members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. It's always ran by vegans and people in the association. It's also opened up exclusively by the people in the association as well.
Right, and I know that the association does a lot of humanitarian work worldwide, helping people in all the many massive disasters that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I always see everybody in their Supreme Master Qinghai International
Associate,
vests, and so I know, and they're feeding everyone and helping with the disaster relief.
Yeah, in Loving Huts, they don't accept like alcoholic beverages of any kind.
We don't serve it.
We don't allow people to bring it because, you know, it kind of goes against the whole idea of Loving Hut, you know, and promoting, you know, alcohol would be kind of like promoting self-harm in a way because this is intoxication, whether you like to believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. And I love the name Loving Hut.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people like our dish's name, like the Humble Nuggets.
Humble Nuggets.
Yep. Good thing for the kids if they want just a nice little vegan chicken nugget with some dipping sauce. It's easy for them to have. I love it
too.
What's
another one? The Lovely Rangoons, Melody Drumsticks.
Merciful Gate is the hot dog.
Yeah. Champion Burger.
Mm-hmm. Golden Luck.
Golden Luck.
Oh, yeah. Cheerful Noodle.
Golden Charm. Cheerful Noodles, which is like a lo mein.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's
Spoke.
Even the names are like really positive, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's cool.
We're listening to Jimmy Hong, the owner of Loving Hut, vegan restaurant on Hamilton Street in Worcester, Massachusetts. Again, in today's show, we're featuring the music of Loving the Silent Tears, a musical in Los Angeles in 2012 by the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. And here's a short clip of Supreme Master Qinghai.
It is good that we still can celebrate in whichever way the beautified life on earth as given by God. It is good that we still love, still enjoy, still share our goodness to all that coexist in this world and the next. Enjoy the show. Thank you all again. May God bless the universe and protect our world. Love you.
Jimmy, I have to say that this is news to me. I didn't know that you became the new owner Loving Hut.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's really great.
Thank you.
And when did this happen?
Not even a year ago. Yeah.
Okay.
So just about
okay.
a year.
Good. You're listening to Jimmy Hong, the owner of Loving Hut Restaurant on Hamilton Street in Worcester. And we're joined by Nicole Rossetti, who also works at Loving Hut, Hamilton Street. And you are tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Nicole and Jimmy.
You are listening to WCUW 91.3 Community Radio, Worcester, serving you and the byways of the world. Smart radio, programmed by real people.
하나, 둘, 셋.
안녕하세요, 여러분. This is Emmy from the Daebak K-pop show, and I'm inviting you to come join me and some of your favorite K-pop idols every Sunday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for all the latest in K-pop, giveaways every single month, and maybe, just maybe, your favorite song might play. And remember, if it looks good, if it feels good, if it smells good, and most of all, if it sounds good, then it's K-pop. 안녕! See you Sunday.
WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org. Thanks for tuning in. We're listening to some tunes from Loving the Silent Tears, a musical in Los Angeles in 2012 from Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, which also sponsors the Loving Hut Restaurants, which we're featuring on Vegan Nation. Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We're very fortunate to be joined by Nicole Rossetti and Jimmy Hong from the Loving Hut Restaurant on Hamilton Street in Worcester. And they're joining us here in the WCUW Studios, 910 Main Street. Thanks again, Nicole and Jimmy, for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And you two are beautiful. You're an inspiration. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really rock.
You are, too,
for having this
radio station all about veganism.
Yeah.
I've never heard anything like it.
I feel very grateful.
Mm. Yeah, that's really cool.
Community radio is allowing vegans to have a voice.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, Worcester is, like I said, it has like a cool scene, little vegan scene.
And we're very fortunate to have two Loving Huts in Worcester, one on Chandler Street and one on Hamilton Street. And congratulations again on taking over the ownership of Loving Hut Hamilton Street. Well, again, I'm always happy to go in and see your brother Ben and your mom Tammy, and I miss Kyle.
Yeah, I miss Kyle too.
Yeah, but I'm glad that he's in LA working on the television.
Yeah, it's really important to do what makes you happy, so I'm glad he's happy doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His work is tremendously important.
Right.
There as well as here.
Right.
Yeah, good. So I'd also like to hear about skateboarding.
Oh, okay. Do you have any specific questions about skateboarding?
Yes, I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
So, well, you can tell about the injuries, how veganism probably helps you heal a lot
quicker. Okay, so I started skating when I was around the same time I went vegan, 11, 12, around there. And at that time, skating wasn't that popular in around here, and it wasn't really popular in, like, the Asian culture. Skateboarding is kind of like, it was kind of like a subculture, I would say. Very similar to veganism, actually. And it's because it's like a minority and people don't really understand it. They kind of see it as a rebellious thing to do. And it's funny because it wasn't until years into skateboarding that I realized like veganism and skateboarding actually kind of go hand in hand in a way, because it's since it is a minority and since people don't really understand anything about it, to me skateboarding is like an art. It's like an art form. It's a way to express yourself. Similarly to veganism, you're expressing your how you feel about, you know, the animals being slaughtered for food and stuff like that, and you're completely against it, right? That veganism is branching into skateboarding. Yeah, it's really amazing because people are starting to care, you know, about the environment, about the especially about their own health. So this whole misconception that vegans are weak, it's beyond ridiculous. And mm-hmm. I've been hitting personal records weekly at the gym.
Nice.
You know, so like definitely gaining strength and not weak at all. Mm-hmm.
Really great.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also personally met, he was newly vegan, Mike V. He's a big
Mike
vegan.
Mike Villalee, yeah.
Yeah, big vegan skateboarder. And we actually talked to him and he was telling Jimmy how he wants to eventually make a vegan skate shoe.
Not just skate shoe, but like a vegan footwear company.
Ooh.
Vegan skateboarding footwear company.
Nice.
And that's another thing that you see a lot today is that they're swapping out the leathers for synthetics and promoting vegan shoes, like microfibers instead of suede and stuff like that.
Nice.
So it's really cool. It would be morally conflicting to kind of wear the skin of an animal, but you're against eating the animal. You're more or less still promoting the same thing. It's like mm-hmm. I said, being a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like in that category of being morally wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, veganism isn't just a diet.
Yeah.
Right.
So kind of all has to go hand in hand.
Yes, I agree with what you're saying. And when I think of leather, I think of the dairy industry, because a lot of the leather is coming from the dairy cows from India.
Right.
And there's a lot of vegan activists in India. And I want to give a shout out to the Vegan India movement mm-hmm. who are helping people to understand that the consumption of dairy is directly the meat and the leather industry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and also too, like what you were saying about the consumption of dairy, most people do not know that the vast majority of hamburger is the mothers, the dairy cows,
right.
Yes.
who are no longer exploited for their breast milk, mm-hmm. and now they're turned into hamburgers. And so it's really just so awful. It's misogynistic, it's violent, and it needs to change, and it's happening because of you, Nicole and Jimmy at yeah. Loving Hut. Thank you.
And because of Marlene on this radio station.
Thanks. And Ben and your mom, Tammy and Kyle, and all of you involved in it. Yeah. And I have to say that I'm glad that you mentioned the environment, too, because I remember my first exposure to understanding the global climate breakdown happening as a result of a carnist mentality and a carnist diet is I learned first from the Supreme Master TV television station.
Oh, wow.
And it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
My first experience was with the Cowspiracy documentary.
I remember when that premiered at the Blackstone Cinema.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that was amazing because I brought a few of my friends and two of them end up going vegan right afterwards.
Nice.
And have stayed vegan since.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember seeing you both there.
Yeah.
Yes, and I want to give a shout out to Mimi in Connecticut, and she had sponsored that.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mimi.
Yeah. Wow.
They have a new documentary. The same people that did Cowspiracy and What the Health, they're doing another documentary, but on the sea, marine life, and how it's going to affect, you know, the environment
yeah.
on the oceans.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that should be coming out.
Yeah.
Like the next few years. It's the same Kip.
Kip Anderson,
yeah.
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yeah, yeah, right.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I love what he's doing.
Me
yes.
too.
So
yeah.
good.
Yeah, really. And I want to give a shout out to Celeste Rao, who is the co-executive producer of Cowspiracy and What the Health.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And that, again, on this environmental topic, that in Phoenix, Arizona, the last weekend in October, so just a month from now, they are having a huge conference called Vegan World 2026.
Wow.
And the participants aren't just going to be sitting listening to speakers. Everyone there are the planners of how to make this happen. You know,
cool.
So yeah. So lots happening on that end.
Very cool.
Yeah. And I'm a student of deep veganism, and so what we study is the connection of the human problems millennia after millennia, and find that the root cause is what
we as a collective of humanity do to the animals. Mm-hmm. And so because we discriminate, we have discrimination. Because mm-hmm. the carnist diet is based on misogyny first by right. seeing females as reproductive machines.
Right,
that's
right.
not, and that to take ownership of those who the mothers give birth to and then claim them that humans can do whatever they want with
no.
them,
mm-hmm.
that's an act of misogyny, as well as the egg industry, the dairy industry, mm-hmm. and all of that, and the whole connection with violence
right.
and oppression, and that once we stop oppressing and exploiting and violating and discriminating with the animals, then those vile subjects of consciousness in
mm-hmm.
the human collective will also dissolve and be replaced by what we're here for
mm-hmm.
for creativity and joy and union.
Right. If you teach a kid to love that animal and everything else, what makes you think that that kid will grow up to not love all humans and,
right.
and everything else?
Right. Exactly. So that's the goal, is that we'll be creating a vegan world in one generation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
It'll happen.
Yes.
It will.
Yes, and especially with two powerful leaders like you, Jimmy, and you, Nicole. Thanks. And also Ben, who's joining us here in the studio, who's filming. Yeah. Really great.
Yeah.
Well, let's end with Loving Hut Hamilton.
Like, I can say personally, from just coming into Loving Hut as a worker and getting to know everybody, everything's freshly cut. Everything, like mostly everything on the menu, is homemade by Jimmy's mom. She works extremely hard. And it's just a great restaurant. It's a great atmosphere. It's a small little restaurant. Kind of reminds me of like a New York restaurant.
Yeah, it's more cozy than the average
yeah.
restaurant.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Small little.
But that's what I love about Loving Huts. They're all, you know, we're all working the same goal towards a vegan future, you know,
yes.
a more loving future.
Yes.
And people often say, like, oh, why are you promoting the other Loving Hut? Like, why not your own and stuff? It's like, we're all working towards one goal. It's not like we're competing with one another, you know?
Right.
And I feel that way about every vegan restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And that is the new paradigm of coming out of a world of normalized violence and competition into the new vegan paradigm of normalized nonviolence
mm-hmm.
and cooperation.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also really happy to see recently all the folks from the AV Worcester chapter, which is Anonymous for the Voiceless,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
that they had reserved that huge table
yeah.
at Loving Hut Hamilton on Sunday when they did their Cube of Truth at Green Hill Park in Worcester. And speaking of that, what are your hours?
Tuesday through Saturday, we're open 11 to 9, and on Sundays we're 12 to 9.
Okay, great.
And Mondays we're closed.
Well, thank you very much, Jimmy, and thank you, Nicole, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Marlene.
We're joined by Jimmy Hong and Nicole Rossetti of the Loving Hut restaurant, a vegan restaurant on Hamilton Street in Worcester, Massachusetts. This is Marlene Narrow, host of Vegan Nation. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. Thank you, Jimmy Hong, and thank you, Nicole Rossetti.
Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you.
Let's go out with Crisiar, straight from France, with her song, Auntie Species. Join us again next week at the same time to hear more news on living a vegan lifestyle. You can listen to this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow wishing you a good day. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by Sea Koi Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're going to go out with the liberation song, Direct Action Everywhere. Nice, thank you.